Bean flopped down on his bunk in utter exhaustion. Half the boys in the barracks were already asleep, and it was still 15 minutes before lights out. Wearily, he pulled his desk from its locker and signed on. There was a test tomorrow in geometry, and Bean was woefully unprepared. He could always reason things out if he had enough time, and he had read Euclid when he was 5, but the test had a time limit, so there wouldn't be a chance to think. He had to know, and he didn't know. And he would probably do badly on the test, but they had won twice today, and so he felt good. As soon as he signed on, however, all thoughts of geometry were banished. A message paraded around the desk. "See me at once. Ender." The time was 21:50, only 10 minutes before lights out. How long ago had Ender sent it? Still, he'd better not ignore it. There might be another battle in the morning. The thought made him weary, and whatever Ender wanted to talk to him about, there wouldn't be time then. So Bean rolled off the bunk and walked emptily through the corridor to Ender's room. He knocked. "Come in," said Ender.
"Just saw your message."
"Fine," said Ender.
"It's near lights out."
"I'll help you find your way in the dark."
"I just didn't know if you knew what time it was."
"I always know what time it is." Bean sighed inwardly. It never failed. Whenever he had any conversation with Ender, it turned into an argument. Bean hated it. He recognized Ender's genius and honored him for it. Why couldn't Ender ever see anything good in him?
"Remember 4 weeks ago, Bean,
when you told me to make you a toon leader?"
"Yeah."
"I've made 5 toon leaders and 5 assistants since then, and none of them was you." Ender raised his eyebrows.
"Was I right?"
"Yes, sir." "So tell me how you've done in these 8 battles."
"Today was the first time they disabled me, but the computer listed me as getting 11 hits before I had to stop. I've never had less than 5 hits in a battle. I've also completed every assignment I've been given."
"Why did they make you a soldier so young, Bean?"
"No younger than you were. But why?"
"I don't know."
"Yes, you do.
And so do I."
"I've tried to guess, but they're just guesses. You're very good. They knew that. They pushed you ahead."
"Tell me why, Bean."
"Because they need us, that's why."
Bean sat down on the floor and stared at Ender's feet.
"Because they need somebody to beat the buggers. That's the only thing they care about."
"It's important that you know that, Bean. Because most boys in this school think the game is important for itself, but it isn't.
It's only important because it helps them find kids who might grow up to be real commanders in the real war.
But as for the game, screw that. That's what they're doing. Screwing up the game."
"Funny. I thought they were just doing it to us."
"A game 9 weeks earlier than it should have come.
A game every day. And now 2 games in the same day." "Bean, I don't know what the teachers are doing, but my army is getting tired. And I'm getting tired, and they don't care at all about the rules of the game. I've pulled the old charts up from the computer. No one has ever destroyed so many enemies and kept so many of his own soldiers whole in the history of the game."
"You're the best, Ender." Ender shook his head. "Maybe. But it was no accident that I got the soldiers I got. Launchies. Rejects from other armies, but put them together and my worst soldier could be a toon leader in another army. They've loaded things my way, but now they're loading it all against me. Bean, they want to break us down."
"They can't break you."
"You'd be surprised." Ender breathed sharply, suddenly, as if there were a stab of pain, or he had to catch a sudden breath in a wind.
Bean looked at him and realized that the impossible was happening. Far from baiting him, Ender Wiggin was actually confiding in him. Not much, but a little. Ender was human, and Bean had been allowed to see. "Maybe you'll be surprised," said Bean. "There's a limit to how many clever new ideas I can come up with every day. Somebody's going to come up with something to throw at me that I haven't thought of before, and I won't be ready. What's the worst that could happen? You lose one game. Yes. That's the worst that could happen. I can't lose any games. Because if I lose any..." He didn't explain himself, and Bean didn't ask.